Our profile this month is Jacinda Ardern. New Zealand's young Prime Minister impressed the world earlier this year with her handling of the Christchurch mosque shootings. While populists and extremists are dominating politics in many democracies, Ardern has shown there is a different way to be a strong and bold leader.
She's positive.
New Zealand's young Premier, Jacinda Ardern, always wanted to make the world a better place. Aged 8, she started a club for all the unhappy girls in her class at school. She called it the Happy Club, and it had rules about only saying nice things to each other. Less than 30 years later, the Happy Club girl delivered an electoral shock equivalent to the victory of Donald Trump or Emmanuel Macron. The troubled Labour Party, which chose Ardern as its leader just weeks before the 2017 election, surged in the polls as New Zealand succumbed to Jacinda mania. Suddenly, the inexperienced 37-year-old became emblematic of a new generation of positive, empathetic politicians, along with Canada's Justin Trudeau and Ireland's Leo Varadkar. Her enemies were confident she would fail once in power. So far, they've been proved very wrong.
She's empathetic.
The first big test of Ardern's role as Prime Minister came in March of this year, when an Australian white supremacist attacked two mosques in Christchurch, shooting dead 50 Muslim New Zealanders. Her immediate reaction was to borrow a friend's headscarf to wear as a hijab and go to comfort the families, hugging them and sharing in their grief. This response and the moral intensity of her public statements united the country in support of its Muslim minority. Women reporters, TV journalists, and even police officers began to wear hijabs to signal their support. At the next Friday prayers, ordinary New Zealanders, including a notorious biker gang, converged on mosques all over the country to stand guard over their fellow citizens as they worshipped. The contrast with the thinly disguised racism of populist leaders in many other Western countries was clear. Ardern was showing the world what true leadership looked like. Within days, semi-automatic weapons were made illegal with the support of all political parties, something no US leader has come close to achieving.
She's normal.
Ardern, who revealed that she was pregnant with her first child soon after becoming Prime Minister, is the first Western leader to give birth in office. What's more, Ardern and her partner, TV host Clark Gayford, have no professional help with looking after their daughter, Neve. Gayford is the primary child carer, and Ardern combines political leadership with always being there to breastfeed Neve. The couple's respective mothers help out when needed. We're trying to do it ourselves and with our family. For now, we're making it work. Everyone knows that raising kids is hard work, and I don't pretend it's easy. I can do what I do because I have help. Most importantly, she says it keeps her normal, no matter what political pressure or glamorous event she may be experiencing. Within 15 minutes, I can be back in the hotel room having Neve spit pumpkin in my shoe. There's something very grounding about that. A lot of pumpkin in the shoe. Maybe the world would be very different if every politician had a Neve.